foul line up here. Got to take it down, fellas.
Well played.
Get them early, boys. Got to sell out.
It was strange to us because we were used to playing before packed houses and we were at the Coliseum and it felt like nobody was there. So I think it was 63,000, something like that. And it was like a soiree for the stars. And there's, oh, you know, Burt Lancaster's up there and such a superstar. It didn't feel like a football game. You had the sense that this was going to develop into something special, but none of us had a clue just how special.
We were out there warming up, and they came on the field, and I looked at them, and I said, there's no way these guys can beat us. I've had that feeling. There's no way these guys are going to beat us.
I don't believe that I ever went out there with that group of players, my teammates and things, where I did not believe we were going to win.
Very astute football team. That's the thing I remember, that it was tough to beat us mentally, because we weren't going to make any mistakes.
Going into the Super Bowl, we knew that the split end, which was what Max and I both played, we should be able to have a productive afternoon. But I went down on the third play. I've stood on the sidelines and felt sorry for myself, and Max went out there and did what Max did.
Max had a great day, a great catch on the audible, and that was something in itself, catch that ball from being way back over here. And he caught the other one, and he bobbled a little bit and still scored.
He caught seven balls for 138 yards, two touchdowns. I had not had a day like that all season. And I kind of doubt if I'd have been out there, I'd have had that good a day. I claim that's the first big play of the game. That's when I got hurt. I'll live with that.
I remember the turning point in that game was Willie Wood intercepted a Len Dawson pass. And then we started piling points on.
Looking back on it, I didn't appreciate it as much then as I do now. I realized at the time, I said, this is pretty good. We got to keep this going. And we did.
Lombardi instilled in us that belief that, you know, if we do the right things, play the right way, we can win. That was the thing I remember most about those early teams, where we felt like, hey, you know, we can beat anybody. If someone beats us, they had a lucky day. To walk around and say, yeah, I was in the first Super Bowl. I mean, people go, wow, first Super Bowl. That was really impressive. It's special to be able to say that you were a Green Bay Packer in one of those glory periods of the Packer history. All 40 of us were a part of something special.